FreshFlix Film Festival has been coined as Australia's Festival de Cannes, bringing together emerging filmmakers from all across the globe. Now, as part of Vivid Ideas program, FreshFlix is bringing all aspiring filmmakers a well-rounded masterclass and pretty much in what is a massive industry speed dating session with their Emerging Filmmakers Conference. This morning, we're joined by filmmaker and FreshFlix curator, Claudia Pickering. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, FreshFlix has a really interesting origin story in the backyard of someone's home. How did it all start?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of filmmaker mates, and we had a bunch of films that we, you know, wanted to display for our friends who hadn't actually seen any of it. And, you know, when you've made something, you kind of don't want to just see it on a tiny little, you don't want them to see it on like a web screen. And so we built a screen, like a big wooden thing, and, you know, put a massive canvas over it, and then went to a mate's backyard that was overlooking freshwater beach, like from the cliff, and stuck it in a big cactus bush and projected
as you do
onto that, yeah, with a whole bunch of mates there. And then it sort of started from there. We just kept going and taking like international submissions and stuff. Yeah, and it's been blossoming all over Sydney for the last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going around it's been on the road from someone's, like, you know, backyard. How proud of you for it to be, like, to go this big in such short time?
Oh, I'm so stoked. It's our baby. It's actually doing one in San Francisco in a couple of months as well, which is great. We're not even Jess, who is the other sort of co-creator.
Yeah.
And we're not even running that one. It's been taken off our hands, which is amazing. But this one in Sydney for Vivid is definitely on our hands. And it's going to be a bit of a whole crazy event. Mm. Really exciting.
So you're also a filmmaker. Can you talk about your film Frisky and, you know, how that kind of you blossomed into the amazing filmmaker that you are through this film?
Oh, well, I'd been making films for a little while, sort of more like web stuff, really. And I'd written and produced another feature that was driving me mental in the States, in Los Angeles. And I'd been going mental just waiting for that to go through post-production for like a couple of years. And I was living in San Francisco working in architecture. And, just wanted to write something that was really honest and direct, like try my hand at directing, and did that. I only had $5,000 to spend on it.
What?
Yeah.
How does one make a film with $5,000, especially in the US?
Come along to the session. So one of the sessions that we're actually doing for the Vivid Conference, the Emerging Filmmakers Conference, has a whole bunch of people like myself telling their story on the practical aspects behind how they actually did it. Like, my film's a $5,000 film. We've got a $30,000 feature. We've got a $300,000 feature. And these are all first-time directors. And then we've got a web series that's been picked up by Princess Pictures, and another short film that premiered in Cannes last year. So, like, these are all these different people who've got their various avenues of, like, essentially getting noticed with their first film. And so, yeah, we'll be sort of telling the practical aspects. And if you really want to know, you'll get an e-book about it all.
Spruik it all away.
Yeah, it was mad. There were lots of different ways of doing it. It comes down to sort of treating everyone well and bending over backwards to make sure everyone's happy.
Is, like, when you say $5,000, for me, I'm like thinking, US, still. Even, that's still like the makeup budget for some films. I mean,
No. So everybody was on a profit share model. So anyone who came along and worked on the film, if they were the makeup artist or, you know, one of the leads or the cinematographer, everyone to the amount of time that they contributed to the film, it was set up like a community project in that sense, was paid according to the amount of time. Well, paid in equity in the film, I mean, according to the amount of time that they spent on it. So, yeah, and now that the film's actually got distribution and we'll be making money back, people will be getting paid. So it's pretty great.
That's great. Now, with that in mind, how are you kind of hoping to target, who are you really hoping to target with the FreshFlix conference, and Who are these emerging filmmakers you're trying to reach out to?
It's sort of the people, I mean, obviously film students, but also all of those people who are sort of in between the, like, graduating university and sort of breaking into the industry. There's like this whole bunch of limbo years in there where you're just like, ah, how do I get it? And all of the funding bodies feel like this scary castle on the hill with lightning going into it. And like, I can't get off there, you know, and like, who's going to give me money to do this stuff? And it all seems really, really confusing. We've got a session going about sort of making the funding body people your ally, and that it's not actually scary to go in and, you know, talk to these people and sort of figure out some strategic planning methods to sort of proceed and just get a bit of clarity with the best way, the best sort of process to go with your filmmaking career.
I mean, that's the thing with a lot of people in creative industries. They come out with all these great ideas, but none of them actually have a business model or the business knowledge to kind of apply any of these ideas to.
Yeah, because it's like you do, like as a creative, you're like, oh, so excited about that. But you do actually have to go, okay, how the hell am I going to actually practically make this happen? So we're definitely targeting that sort of person who's trying to figure out how to actually make it happen and doesn't have someone handing them money quite yet, but will very soon.
If only that was the case for everyone. Just give me money, please. Just a bit of money. I swear I won't spend it all.
Something wonderful, I promise. and that's the thing. Like, it is often really great. This is why we're sort of showing people that there are ways to do it. Like, sometimes you do need to prove yourself before you can go and just get someone to give you money. And that does mean going out on your own a little bit and sort of taking a leap and sort of trusting in your own instincts. And when you've done that and you've got a decent product that's come out from it, then, you know, your funding bodies do notice you, and they do, they're like, okay, you did that with that much money. We trust you that now if we give you some money, you'll be able to do even better.
Mm.
Yeah.
So this conference is happening over 2 days. So you've got workshops, music, talks,
All sorts.
Speed
dating. We've got the film festival as well. We've got actually two really great entertainment things going on. So on the Saturday night, we've got a thing called Ecstatic Cinema, which is a whole bunch of local musicians coming in, like electronic artists and all sorts of things, with some amazing visual arts, video art and all sorts of stuff. So that's just going to be a huge sort of feast for the senses kind of night at Giant Dwarf. The whole thing's at Giant Dwarf. And then on the Sunday night, we have our winter season of Fresh Flicks for this year, with some incredible short films from all over the world.
Mm.
A lot of Aussie content in there as well, which we're always stoked to show because the quality is just so high. There'll be local artists doing a bit of live art. There'll be local musical acts doing a little bit of something. It's just a really fun, really fun time. We want to get people who would usually maybe not be that sort of drawn to going to a film festival to just come because it's a sick party.
Yeah. A little bit of something this, a little something that. Speed dating, though. Talk us through the speed dating process.
Speed dating, there's going to be some beautiful, you know, love song beats going along while people are meeting with not only each other and you know, filmmaking peers, because it really is, it's, networking is incredibly important, and it's not like in a gross networking kind of way. Mm. It's in like a, you got to sort of know the other people who you're going to be working with, because you're going to spend a lot of time on set with these people.
Yeah, for sure.
And also we've got some people coming along from the funding bodies to that, so people can actually have a bit of one-on-one time and sort of pick brains and all of that. And some other really great sort of successful filmmakers coming along. A whole bunch of other people. So it'll be a real mix. You'll be speaking to peers and also sort of industry people, people in distribution. A really good mix.
Claudia, it sounds like a bloody blast. Can't wait to head along.
It's going to be tops.
Totally tops. But thank you so much for talking to us here on It's So Hot right now this morning.
Thanks for having me.